chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot, barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
To another episode of The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. And that is why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I am your host, Len Asante. It is 5:01 p.m. And 71 degrees here in downtown Portland. Partly cloudy skies, going down to 58 tonight. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have some rain tomorrow. High of 76, low of 66, and then rain and into the weekend, because we're getting that. Looks like we're getting some of that hurricane rain coming our way. All right, so stay dry out there, everybody. Okay. On today's show, we are going to talk with our guest, Jesse Walker, who's here early. So say hey to the people, Jesse.
Hey, everyone.
And we are going to go over some news that you can use and some information. And I want to start off with actually a little bit of additional information from our last show. If you remember last show, we were talking with Cole and David about national security issues, NATO issues, and how that might play out in another second Trump administration. And we referred to a book, but we did not remember the name of the book. It was written by H.R. McMaster, who was a lieutenant general in the United States Army and Donald Trump's national security advisor for a period of time. The book is called At War With Ourselves, My Tour of Duty in the Trump White House. And it is a good read. I'm not all the way through it yet, but I have gone a chunk of the way through it, and it is a very interesting book, and I think it is worth your time. McMaster tries to present a very objective portrait of the Trump administration, discussing the former president's positive attributes as well as his negative attributes, and how those negative attributes actually interfere with the positive attributes at times. And I thought that was an interesting take on the man, as well as an interesting book about the position of National Security Advisor. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more, that is, again, At War With Ourselves, My Tour of Duty in the Trump White House by H.R. McMaster, a New York Times best-selling author, by the way. Okay, on other news, we have an announcement from our good folks at Empower Survivors. Okay, mark your calendars for the Hope in Motion 5K Run and Walk on October 5th in Durham Farms in Hendersonville. This is a family-friendly event to take steps towards healing for survivors of trafficking and sexual assault. Proceeds will benefit the Sexual Assault Center and Operation Rose, two vital agencies committed to empowering survivors in our community. You may not know it, but October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, a time to recognize the connection between domestic violence, human trafficking, and sexual assault. Often viewed separately, these issues are actually deeply intertwined. The Hope in Motion 5K aims to shed light on these important intersections while offering the community a fun and family-friendly way to get involved. So if you are interested, the registration begins on 9:30, October 5th. And the opening remarks are at 10:15, and the 5K starts promptly at 10:30. Participants of all ages are welcome. Strollers are allowed on the course. There are winners for top female and top male winners, and over $600 in prizes up for grabs. So if you're interested in having some fun doing a 5K, walk or run, and helping victims of domestic violence, human trafficking, and sexual assault, check out the Hope in Motion 5K. For more information or to get yourself registered, please contact the Sexual Assault Center at 214-502-9527. That is 214-502-9527. All right, what else is going on? All right, hey, well, some good news. It's always nice to have good news, right? Always nice to have good news. We often don't get to talk about good news on this show, but hey, every now and then something decent happens. reporting from the Tennessee Lookout tells us that a federal judge has temporarily blocked enforcement of Tennesseans' so-called abortion trafficking law, which subjects adults who aid minors in getting an abortion without parental permission to criminal prosecution and civil lawsuits in addition. In a rather lengthy opinion, U.S. District Judge Alita Trauger concluded the law is likely to be found to be an unconstitutional ban on protected speech about a procedure that, while largely banned in Tennessee, is legally available in other states. The law outlaws the quote-unquote recruitment of a minor to obtain an abortion, a term the judge concluded was so ill-defined that it could encompass a wide range of conversations about abortion, including simply telling a pregnant teen about all of her options. Tennessee, in other words, has chosen to outlaw certain communications in furtherance of abortions that are, in fact, entirely legal, the decision released Friday said. It is therefore a basic constitutional fact which Tennessee has no choice but to accept, that as long as there are states in which abortion is permissible, then abortion will be potentially available to Tennesseans. All right, that is a temporary halt to that ban while the case makes its way through court. But as of now, the law is being blocked. Okay, so a little bit of good news for people who actually believe in the Constitution, including the First Amendment right, to talk about things that some people don't want you to talk about. And who are those people? Well, the very supermajority that we are talking about all the time on this show. So a little ironic there that those folks are trying to violate our guarantees of free speech. Okay. Speaking of speeches, a person you don't hear much making very many speeches is U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, who has had zero, count them, zero, public open to the public town hall meetings in 7.5 years. Interesting bit of news coming out of Eastern Tennessee. WBIR television has invited both State Representative Gloria Johnson and Senator Marsha Blackburn for a debate, as the two are running against each other for the U.S. Senate seat up for election this November. The Gloria Johnson campaign responded promptly. However, the Marsha Blackburn office has refused to respond at all. Despite multiple attempts to communicate with the Blackburn campaign, they have chosen to ignore the requests. Interesting political strategy. I'm going to bring in our expert on political strategy, Jesse Walker, here. What's the rationale behind not wanting to debate if you're Marsha Blackburn?
You know, that's a great question. And
not that I'm asking you to read her mind, but just, you know, in general, as a general political operative, what's the strategy there?
Well, I think it probably is good because, well, her strategy probably would be that, as we've seen in other debates, sometimes when you are on a debate stage, you say things that aren't in your best interest, perhaps. So
perhaps
she's just trying not to say anything that she would then have to turn around and clean up or clarify or defend, and just wants the record to stand as for what it is.
Right. Her record can speak for itself, as they would say, right? Yeah. And I think you're right. And I also think if you're in a If you're in a position of power, as Senator Blackburn is, clearly Representative Johnson is the underdog, although one closing the gaps, if you look at the polling, right? Maybe it's a strategic ploy as well that you don't want to give your opposition an opportunity to be legitimized. Right? Ignore her and hope she doesn't exist, and perhaps no one will vote for her. Right? That basic strategy there. So Marsha Blackburn wimping out on attempts to be on the same stage as her opponent, giving the people, in my opinion, giving the people one less opportunity to understand the differences and the advantages and disadvantages of both candidates. Speaking of Marsha Blackburn, I gotta say, she's a little bit hypocritical here. Recently did an interview on Newsmax, that the New York Times of cable news networks. And in the interview, she complained about dehumanizing political opponents, saying bad things about your opponent, dehumanizing them, all for the sake of trying to get secure a few votes. And I thought that was pretty interesting because, I completely agree with her, which is rare for me to completely agree with Marsha Blackburn on anything. But secondly, I found it a little ironic because, among other things, she has called Gloria Johnson a socialist, and she has called her a threat to our very way of life. That sort of sounds like demonization to me. I don't know. But hey, what do I know about communication, right? So Marsha Blackburn in the news, even though she doesn't want to be. And an interesting strategy she employs is she speaks to national media, but she does not speak to local media in her state. And that, I think, that goes hand in hand with what we were talking about a minute ago about the political strategy of not legitimizing your opponent. So. But we can call her out for it anyway, right?
Right.
All right. Okay. Let's see. We've got Jesse Walker in front of us. Jesse, because probably no one heard you the last time because you were far away from the microphone, why don't you say hello to all the many people listening out there?
Yes, I'm a little closer now. So
there you go.
Loud and clear. Yes, hi. Good to see you again, Lynn, and always good to hang out with you. So appreciate you having me back.
Sure. Been about 2 years, you said earlier,
it's
actually.
Been exactly 2 years, and where did those 2 years go?
Where does 2 years go, really, yeah. The show has been running a little over 2 years now, so Jesse was one of my earlier guests, and he's back because he's back running for office again. Actually, he probably never really kind of stopped running for office. So we are going to have a lot more to talk about with Jesse. However, we are going to take our first break at this time. When we come back, it's going to be all Jesse Walker all the time. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition on WQKR Portland.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
WQKR. Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. and we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Call CEMC and join the heat pump revolution today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is The Loyal Opposition. I'm your host, Len Asante. You're listening to WQKR in Portland. It is 5:16 p.m. and 71 degrees out there. Going down to 58 tonight, we are speaking with Jesse Walker, candidate for Goodlettsville City Commission. So again, welcome to the show, Jesse. Why don't we start off, as we always do, by telling folks a little bit about you, where you are, where you've been, what you're doing. And of course, why you decided to run, really.
Certainly. Hello, everyone out there. My name is Jesse Walker, and I am running for Goodlettsville City Commission. You wanted more good news, and we say good in Goodlettsville. So lots of good happening over in Goodlettsville. So I'm running for Goodlettsville City Commission. This is my second run at this. Landy mentioned earlier, ran 2 years ago in the 2022 midterm and came very short in the end. I was about 350 votes short. Which is
so close,
so
you could
slim,
touch it, right?
So slim.
That's one more mailer. That's one more weekend of door knocking.
They're all in your head. Right? Have I done this? Have I done that? Right. But really, it was a great experience, and it really opened me up to a lot of people in Goodlettsville that are looking for new leadership, new voices, new energy in the city's leadership. So I'm from right here in Sumner County, born and raised in Hendersonville. I've spent my entire life here in the area, and I love Goodlettsville. I live in Goodlettsville. It's where I purchased my first home, and it's where I see myself for a long time. And so really my goal of running is because I want to be a part of positive change in my own community. And it's really that simple. I want to be a part of the decision-making process that decides, you know, where sidewalks go, what sort of growth and development happens, what sort of advocacy are we having for small businesses, and things that improve Goodlettsville for everyone. And my campaign slogan this year, same as it was last time, is a voice for all. And I really stand by that. And it's on all my yard signs. People kind of mention this and say, oh, I like that. And so it really is a voice for all. Whatever this decision is that might be in front of me as a city commissioner, does this positively impact the community or not? And if it doesn't, then that's not a right decision to make.
Seems like a reasonable approach to the position. Perhaps not universally practiced by all in politics, but seems like a reasonable approach. Goodlettsville, kind of down at the southern end of our listening area here at WQKR. What's going on in Goodlettsville currently? What's happening in Goodlettsville? What's new and exciting? What's different? What's gone on in the last couple of years since we last talked?
Yeah, so Goodlettsville is growing. It it's about 15 minutes outside of Nashville. The city limits, the corporate city limits, is very unique in that half of the city falls in Davidson County. The other half of the city falls in Sumner County. However, everyone that lives in city limits of Goodlettsville elects their city commissioners because it is a self-contained city. So it has its own government, has its own police, its own fire, its own parks department, public works, you name it. It's all contained within its own city, which a lot of people like because it is so much easier to just call City Hall and get a question answered about trash pickup, or you know, something that, you know, limbs are down that need to be picked up on the street. That sort of thing is so much closer to the people, which I think a lot of people
think about
Goodlettsville.
Probably a lot easier than having to navigate the metro bureaucracy.
Yeah, put in a ticket and then wait for, you know, that sort of thing. Right. So, and it comes with just being a smaller city and smaller government, which is great. But so because of our proximity to Nashville, we do get a lot of growth, a lot of that overflow growth for maybe folks that want to live in Nashville but might not be able to afford Nashville home prices. Might land in an area like Goodlettsville, where they can purchase a home, raise their family, and still be in that proximity to, you know, whatever brought them to Nashville to begin with, jobs or whatever it might be. And so growth is happening in Goodlettsville. We have a lot of developments that are happening.
I've noticed a lot in the Conference Drive area over the years, really.
Conference Drive area all the way into Rivergate, which a large portion of Rivergate, including literally half of the mall, roughly half of the mall, maybe a little less than that, actually falls within city limits of Goodlettsville. So the city line runs through the mall itself.
So the mall is divided between a couple different municipalities. The municipality is divided between a couple different counties.
Right.
And the municipality is also in a county that's really a combined metropolitan area, but yet it's its own little place.
Clear as mud, right?
There's exactly. When I first moved to Tennessee and I saw examples like this, and there are more. I mean, shoot, you can go to the eastern end of the state and there's cities that are in both Tennessee and Virginia, right? You know, across state lines. I'm like, how is this even allowed?
To make it interesting, even for my sake, with campaigning and talking to people all over the area who say, oh, I live in Goodlettsville. You always have to follow up that with, well, where in Goodlettsville do you live? You know, and they'll say where they are. And I'll say, oh, that's not, you know, in city limits. You may have a Goodlettsville address that expands all the way, you know, almost to Jolton. You know, Millersville has Goodlettsville addresses. There's lots of areas with a Goodlettsville address that are not within city limits of Goodlettsville. So for my sake and voters, there's a difference you have to clarify.
The address is different. So, yeah, you would not be representing those folks in those examples.
Right. I mean, I'll still represent them, but I won't be on their ballot necessarily.
Right, you won't be on their ballots. Exactly. Wow, okay, so that's a little bit complicated. And so the Millersville City Commission, all of the seats are at large. Is that correct?
For Goodlettsville or Millersville?
For Goodlettsville. Did I say Millersville? Sorry.
No comment on Millersville.
I got a lot of Millersville on my mind. We've talked a lot about Millersville on the show over the last several months. So this whole year, really.
It is a similar, they have the same type of government, a city manager, city commission structure. It's just on a much smaller level from a population standpoint.
Right.
But yes, Goodlettsville city government is a city manager, city commission style government. And so the city... the citizens of Goodlettsville, whether you're on Davidson County or Sumner County, you elect your commissioners at large across city limits, and then those commissioners appoint amongst the five of them who's going to serve as mayor, who's going to serve as vice mayor.
Gotcha. Okay, so there's five commissioners, right. And are they all up for election at the same time?
Three are this year.
So when I ran
2 years ago, two seats were up, and then this year three seats are up. 2 years from now, two will be back up. So it just cycles through in an alternate way.
All right, and terms are for 4 years?
Correct, four-year terms.
All right. So you could be living in Davidson County, but yet representing people who live in Sumner County.
Right. That's very possible.
Because you all represent all the people of Goodlettsville.
Right. Exactly, and there are, so three seats are up this year. That means when every voter walks into the voting booth, they can pick up to three of the five candidates that are on the ballot.
Okay, so you've got five candidates for three spots.
Correct.
All right, so you got a 3 out of 5 shot.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Not bad from those odds, yeah.
Actually, our mutual friend Zach Young says you're going to win, so I have no worries personally.
Hey, I'll take it.
If Zach says it and it's about politics, it's usually true, so we'll go with that.
I'll take the support from anyone that wants to make an improvement on Goodlettsville, because that's what I'm all about. Yeah.
And I think that's what Zach was all about. Zach was all Goodlettsville all the time. He really was. Cared about his city. And those are the people who should be running. People who care about the city, not because of any particular agendas, but because they want to make a difference in their hometown, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So speaking about making a difference, what are your issues, right? You have reasons for running,
right.
I'm sure. So talk to us about the issues that are important to you.
Yeah, so one of my number one issues is support for our small businesses. I talked about this a lot in 2022 when I ran. I'd be door knocking, and one of the number one things I heard from folks was that they want more small businesses, more options, especially on the restaurant side. They want other dining options that are not fast food and not chain restaurants. They want...
Sure, of course. We all, right? But do people realize that government, like, they can't call, like, the Goodlettsville city manager can't call up Olive Garden and say, hey, you're required to open a restaurant in Conference Drive. Let's get to it.
Right. You don't just call them up and say, hey, we got a place for you. But there are things that I think are the responsibility of city officials, and that's to advocate for their community and
absolutely
make it loud and clear, shout it from the rooftops if you need that. Hey, business community, hey, entrepreneurs, hey, investment community, Goodlettsville is open for business. We have all these great areas of town. We have a historic antiques district that, you know, has some available spaces in it. We have brand new buildings that have available space in it. So whether you're looking for warehouse space, whether you're looking for restaurant space, whether you're looking for retail space, we need a champion in Goodlettsville who is really on a loud scale advocating for all of these things. And you're right. You can't just call a business up and say, hey, you're going to open over here now. But you can make it very attractive for those businesses and make it well known so that when businesses are looking for a place to open, they don't skip over your town. Because I feel like that happens to Goodlettsville often.
Because it's in the shadow of Nashville.
Right. It gets overlooked a lot. And there's a lot of, you know, I said earlier, a lot of good in Goodlettsville, but it really is one of the best kept secrets in the Nashville area.
So government obviously can't mandate, but certainly government officials can advocate, and they can spread the word, and they can provide information, right? I mean, you know, businesses make decisions about where to locate based on a number of factors, and population within a circle of however many miles is always one of them, and I think Goodlettsville stacks up pretty well there. I mean, it's a fairly densely populated part of the county on both sides of the county line.
Right.
So you got the people.
Yeah.
Right? You got the people.
And we have a economic development staff on, you know, in the city, and their job is to do just that, you know, attract businesses to Goodlettsville. And they do a great job at that. And one example was the BJ's Wholesale Club that opened up right across from Rivergate Mall. I guess it was earlier this year. And they, you know, I went through the Leadership Goodlettsville program earlier this year as well, which a great experience if anyone out there is interested in
ask about Leadership Goodlettsville a little bit.
I'll talk about it.
BJ's coming in. I remember I was a BJ's member back way back in the day when I lived in Buffalo when I was in graduate school. BJ's was big up there. And that was my first experience.
Got my card right here.
Hey, there's the BJ's card, right?
Bring it with me everywhere. Get the gas deals.
That was obviously a plus for Goodlettsville.
That was a huge plus for Goodlettsville, not just from a tax revenue standpoint, because all that new tax money comes into the city. But the economic development folks mentioned that when they were BJ's was scouting locations on where they wanted to open, they used a software that called Placer AI, I believe, is the software that city governments will often use. And it can tell you basically the traffic that goes by that area, the demographic of people that drive in this area. You can zoom out a certain radius, and it just tells you all the data that a business looks for to say, oh, yes, that's my customer demographic.
That's your
right
customer.
There.
So
and
that's
that,
where
that data. Yeah. Access is what led BJ's to open in Goodlettsville.
Wow. Oh, so that a great success story there then. Okay. And have you bought massive quantities of toilet paper or paper towels since you've been
I'm still stocked up, yes. It's not my every week store, but it is the place to go for paper products. And I like to buy the big tubs of olive oil and just refill the small thing of olive oil, because olive oil is expensive, you know, so it is great.
Buy in bulk and save money, right?
You can, and they have great great bakery options, and I like the app a lot, too, because if I just go in for a couple things, you can scan the items on your app and just walk out the door, and you show them a little barcode on your way.
Oh, wow, that's
cool. You don't even have to, like, talk to anybody, and that's nice sometimes.
Wow, I like that.
You're not feeling it.
There are times when I don't want to talk to people.
And I would say, too, in Goodlettsville, I mentioned there is a lot of growth, but ensuring that growth is managed in a responsible way is something I am very, very focused on as well. I hear it from people that, you know, they love Goodlettsville. It has a small town vibe to it. But at the same time, a lot of people like that, too, and they want to come here and build and and build and build and build. And, you know, I think there's a way you can grow in a responsible way that serves and enriches the community. So you don't say no to everything. Don't say yes to everything.
Yeah, that is sort of the secret sauce, isn't it? I mean, in Sumner County, this has been, you know, this has been the hot topic for the last couple of years now. Mm-hmm. You know, growth and development. How much is too much? We need to stop, right? How many argue some people, right? But on the other hand, you really can't build a wall or tell people you can't come anymore, right?
Right. Right.
You know, we're not.
It's a balance. You know, property right owners have rights as well, and you have to balance that with, you know, what the impact would be for the surrounding community.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Property rights. Yeah. I mean, if someone wants to sell their farm, they can sell their farm.
That's their prerogative,
right?
If they like to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, too, another big issue is communication. And this is another thing that really stood out to me when I would be door knocking in my last campaign. People would ask, you know, hey, what's being built on that corner over there? And I would know because I follow all the stuff, and I knew exactly what was being built. And I would tell them, and they would say, oh, well, how come I didn't know about that? Or when was my chance to show up and voice my concern about something? And the answer is typically, well, about a year and a half ago when it was going through the planning commission or going through the board and going through all the approval stages where there were public comment sessions and everything's public and, you know, nothing's being hidden. But you do have to go get that information if you are seeking it out. And so,
and it is hard sometimes to get that information.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I talk about this all the time, sort of the decline of the local traditional media, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in the old days, everyone read the local newspaper and knew when this stuff was happening, right? But those papers are fewer and fewer, and they have fewer and fewer employees who can cover lesser and lesser numbers of events. Goodlettsville doesn't have a newspaper, does it?
No, they don't. Back in the day, there was a Goodlettsville Gazette.
The Gazette,
yes,
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the year that stopped, but it's been long before.
Been a bunch of years,
long before me, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I've you know, taken that as an opportunity on the communication front to, since my campaign in 2022 ended, and I've kept my pages up, Jesse for Goodlettsville, on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's really become a go-to source of community information. And I will take the information that's happening of what's being voted on, what's on an agenda here, what's being proposed down there, and community events, and I just share it all out. And whether you're for it or against it, I'm really not making a claim either way most of the time. I'm just wanting to say, here's what's happening, and if you'd like to be for or against it, here are the opportunities to do so. And I felt a really positive response.
That's a public service.
From people just really liking knowing what's happening.
The majority of people now get at least some of their news from social media.
Yes.
For good or ill, that is the case. That is the facts, right? So if you can use social media for good,
right?
Well, there's a little bit more good in Goodlettsville then, I guess. I want to ask you a little bit more about, you mentioned Leadership Goodlettsville. Talk to us about Leadership Goodlettsville. What is that, and what did you get out of it?
Yes, so Leadership Goodlettsville had a great experience. So it is a, if anyone's familiar with other leadership programs, because I think they're mostly structured in a similar way, but Leadership Goodlettsville specifically is a six-month program from January to June. It's one day a month, and you spend that day with a group of other people who have been, you apply and you get picked to participate. It's a group of business leaders, community leaders, public servants, people of all ages, backgrounds, just anyone that has a heart for service and wants to learn about their community and better their community, they would be somebody that would, you know, get a lot out of this. And each day, you know, through those 6 months has a particular theme to it. And so, for example, one day may be schools. So we would spend the day going to various schools. So meet at City Hall in the morning, at least only this particular day we did, get on a little bus, and they take you around to your itinerary for the day. And we, on this particular day, we went to, you know, a private Christian school we visited. We visited a public elementary school in Sumner County, Madison Creek. And then we also visited the brand new Goodlettsville Elementary School on a Davidson County side. So we saw, you know, a private school, we saw a public school in one county, and saw another public school on each of the counties, and the differing communities that they serve. So learning all about education and just the different different things that go on with that. So that would be one day. Another day might be local government, which one of my favorites. So you learn all about how the city works and who does what. And we learned heard a lot from our city manager talking about what all he does and how he leads each department to carry out the business of the city each day. You learn from our, like I mentioned, our economic development team. They talked a little bit about all the work that goes into attracting businesses and how to, you know, make Goodlettsville an attractive place where businesses want to move to and open up.
Gotcha. And, gotcha. Well, we'll put a pin in that for now. We'll get back to you. We got to take our next break. When we come back, more with Jesse Walker, more with about Leadership Goodlettsville, and more about his campaign for city commission. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition right here on WQKR.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Rubble.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Always looking out for your safety. Think you have a gas leak? First, evacuate the area. Don't use matches, electrical switches, flashlights, or telephones. And report it immediately by calling Portland Natural Gas at 325-6776. If you think the leak is serious and a real danger is present, call 911. Portland Natural Gas, looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel spectacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
If you're on Medicare, here's exciting news. The Medicare annual enrollment period is just weeks away. Portland has a local trusted advisor who can help seniors sort through all the confusing aspects of Medicare, and there are a lot of changes in cost and services this year. Kyle Doris and Medicare Insurance Advisors can help you make sense out of all the plans and supplements. Best of all, the advice and service from Kyle and MIA doesn't cost you a penny. Give them a call at 615-325-0064 or visit Kyle at 621 South Broadway.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community. More than just a hospital, the Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/Franklin to learn more.
The Beatles?
Pat Benatar? Survivor?
The Who?
Led Zeppelin!
Reminds me of the stuff I grew up listening to. You know, reminds me of being a kid and stuff.
WQKR plays the music you grew up with. Great rock and roll and pop hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fun to listen to. Fun contests and great prizes, too. All day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
WQKR. WQKR.
It's reminiscent. It's the stuff that you grew up with.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR, AMFMN.com. I am your host, Len Asante, and we are speaking with Jesse Walker, candidate for Goodlettsville City Commission. It is 5:39 p.m. And 70 degrees in downtown Portland. Mostly cloudy, going down to 58 tonight. We had a great idea over the break, actually. Here is the official Loyal Opposition announcement, request, invitation to Senator Marsha Blackburn to appear on the show. Okay, Marsha Blackburn. Marsha, if you are listening, if any of your campaign is listening, we'd love to have you on the show. Please get in touch with us at theloyalopposition.online, and we will schedule your appearance. Love to have you. And you can have the entire show all to yourself.
There you go. Okay. Fingers crossed.
That? Fingers crossed that we get a call. All right. Next week on the show, we've got LaToya Holcomb, Portland City Council member, will be with us. And we'll be joined by with our co-host, Michelle Harbin, will be in that. So it'll be LaToya, Len, and Michelle next week talking Portland government, politics, and what's happening in our hometown right here in Portland, Tennessee. All right, but until then, we still have Jesse Walker. And folks, if you got any questions for Jesse, if you'd like to ask him a question, have something you'd like to get on the air, please send us a text at 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. And if we've got time, we'll get your question or your comment on the air. All right? Let's put Jesse on the spot. Let's ask him some toughies. Maybe make him sweat a little
all
bit.
All right, let's do it.
All right. We were speaking about leadership, Goodlettsville. And I'm a graduate of Leadership Sumner and Leadership Gallatin, so I'm kind of familiar with how these guys work. And one of the things that I found very one of the positives I took out away from both of those was just learning more about the community. I thought I knew a lot about the community, mm-hmm. but then you just learn so much more, even from someone who's been living. I went through Leadership Gallatin when I've been living in Gallatin for 25 years, right?
Yeah.
So is that a kind of a similar, can you say sort of a similar thing?
100%. I learned so much about the community just in terms of how things work, how the city government works in different programs, as well as a lot of new businesses that we visited. We were talking about themes of days, and some of the others were small business themes.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
so
a good
we
one.
Went to some of the small businesses and talked to them about their business, and it was just really cool to hear their stories and why they are a business owner in the Goodlettsville community. So really inspiring. We one visit that stood out to me as well, which I thought was a really cool thing that's in Goodlettsville, is the Prevo, the bus. The
I love
coaches.
The Prevo, yeah, the big luxury motor,
which
coaches.
We learned
yeah.
is, cause I always said Prevost or Prevost, or
it looks like Prevost. But it's French, and it's
Prevo. Just hearing the work that goes into how that entire industry works, and it's right here in Goodlettsville.
So
was
cool. What they make. Prevos in Goodlettsville?
Goodlettsville is more of the they do a lot of service.
Service
there.
Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
So gotcha. I think they're mostly made in, I'm wanting to say Canada, perhaps, like the actual manufacturing mm-hmm. plants. But pretty much everyone goes through at some point in the bus's career, seems to make its way through the Goodlettsville area.
Cool.
Through for service and parts and stuff like that. So we got to tour different buses for I don't know NASCAR very well, but there was a NASCAR driver's bus who was there. And
the NASCAR drivers always have real nice buses.
Yes.
Yes.
Lots of
yes.
entertainers. They had a bus with, I forget which government program, but it had government seal, mm-hmm. the U.S. government seal on the side of it. A bus they're working on for a government program that will go out on the road. So just really neat.
Cool. And I guess that makes sense, Sumner County being so close to Nashville, the entertainment
right.
capital of the middle of the country, at least, right? So all the stars. And we actually have a couple of companies that do bus leasing, right?
Yeah.
All access coach leasing here in Gallatin, for example. And so you see a lot of those buses coming through town.
Yeah. Oh, I also have to mention, too, I shot a taser during Leadership Goodlettsville.
Oh, really?
The police department, which I had never done before, probably.
Cool. Neither have I. How was that? How did that?
It was a lot louder than I thought, and I have
okay.
a video of it. It's on my Instagram. You have to dig.
Did
for
you
it,
shoot but, at somebody?
A target. It was okay. a fake target. So they showed us how it works, and the officer showed us. I'm not an officer. I forget if it's on the left or the right, but it has a clear position, and you're supposed to shout "Taser, Taser."
Ah, okay. They give you a warning.
Then, there's a whole protocol to it. So yeah, visiting with the police department and the fire department was really cool as well.
Cool. Yeah, actually, yeah, I love, we did, public safety was the focus of one of our days, and we always get the tour of the fire truck was always fun.
Goodlettsville's getting a brand new fire truck.
Really?
Should be here any day now, but nice, real nice sparkling one.
Awesome, awesome. Well, growing community. Do you have a, does that mean you have a new fire station in Goodlettsville?
That or is just in the works. It's early from what I understand about it, but I believe they are working on a second fire hall.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. We talked about small businesses a lot. What other issues are of concern to you when people ask you, why are you running? What do you say besides small business?
Yeah, I think, you know, ensuring that, you know, like police, like fire, all the things that we've talked about, all the different city departments that make a city government go, they all need to be funded. They need their resources. They need personnel. Mm-hmm. And all that is done by city commissioners who vote on the city budget. So that's a huge responsibility for the city and something that I want to make sure we are prioritizing our essential services across the city and making sure that our parks department has the equipment that they need to make sure that, you know, Moss Wright Park, which is a jewel of Goodlettsville.
Right, absolutely.
They need equipment and they need, you know, maintenance buildings and personnel to work on the equipment to keep that park to be such an attractive place for Goodlettsville. So it's to keep all the city services and to keep the things that people love about Goodlettsville, to keep those top notch and to make sure that we are serving the community. And if there are new services that people want or new programs that people want, you know, down the road, making sure that we have an avenue to do that. We have a great recycling program, for example, and
really?
That's included with great. The you know, with the fees you pay.
I wish I'd known. I would have brought my recycling.
Hey, I'll take it home with me. I'll put it in my bin.
that's all right. That's good. And I guess with a growing community, there's always pressure on services. Need more cops. Need more firefighters. Right.
And that's always a strain, and you know, kind of what we talked about with growth. How do you balance that so you aren't, you know, bringing in all these new subdivisions without a plan for, you know, traffic and police and fire and water services and things like that all are down the road things that are a result of growth that aren't necessarily always so apparent right at that moment when you start building a new community.
And everyone wants all of that and more, but they don't want their taxes to be raised.
Right. So how do you do all of that?
How do you do that and keep taxes?
Right. And so it's a balancing game, I feel like, all the time.
Okay. Do people in Goodlettsville pay different tax rates depending on which side of the county line they live on?
You would. So like on Davidson, I live on the Davidson County side. I pay my property tax for Metro Nashville as well as property tax at Goodlettsville.
Gotcha.
And so I suppose on the Sumner County side, there's a county tax as well as the same city tax.
Awesome. Interesting. Again, I can't fathom how that's even allowed to be a thing, but okay.
I hear you. When those tax bills come in, it's like, oh.
Oh, that is funny.
Let's you do see. Feel them.
Okay. Okay. How's the campaign going? What are you, let's talk a little bit about the, you know, the nuts and bolts of running a campaign for local office. What kinds of stuff do you spend your time doing? You know, how does that work?
Yeah. And it's honestly, it's one thing why I'm very thankful that I ran in 2022, because learning to run a campaign is not just something you just do if you want to do it well, right? You need to kind of know what you're doing. And so I look at it, I've been my whole life very creative, very entrepreneurial. I've had small businesses and various things over the years. I really look at it, you know, similar to a small business. You have to create something from nothing. You're creating a brand. You create your website. You create your marketing materials. You create all this stuff with, you know, instead of selling stuff, you're advertising yourself as the product.
You are
hopefully
the product,
be elected
right?
On November 5th. But you need to do your messaging. You have your social media, and you have to be consistent with it as well. And so that's one thing that I spend a lot of time on, scheduling out posts and creating things that I hope will be informative and engaging to the voters of Goodlettsville, so that they see, oh, Jesse's sharing information about what's happening and sharing information about things that I care about. I go to a lot of chamber events with the Goodlettsville Chamber. I'm very active member, and I'll share what I'm doing. Yesterday I went to the ribbon cutting of the Madison Suburban Utility District at the former AMC Theater over on Myatt Drive.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is really, really cool. I didn't think I'd have so much fun at a water department.
Yeah, really. Doesn't really
they
sound
took
like
us
a real
back there
party
they,
animal kind of situation.
Right. But they still have an existing theater from when it was the movie theater that they now use for training videos and
sure.
meetings and things like that. So we do the whole tour, and then we end up back in the theater, which is exactly the way it would have
now
been.
Now, that I like. I like reuse.
Yeah, it was. Reuse. And I think, honestly, that was a fantastic example of reusing an existing space. Could have just demoed the whole thing and
built
exactly what they wanted, but they were very, very intentional and creative about using that. So check out my Instagram. I have some pictures I just posted about it.
Yeah,
but
reuse and infill are my two big things with community growth. It's like, hey, we've got empty buildings. We've got empty lots near downtown.
Yeah.
Let's go, right?
But day-to-day campaigning, it's for me anyways, it's very little sleep because I am always thinking of what do I need to do next to reach voters in the community. I am, you know, from the moment I wake up, and believe it or not, I actually do have a full-time job that I work during the day as well. I'm an attorney at a technology company. So during the day, I'm working on contracts and compliance issues with my actual job. And then morning and evenings, I am, you know, writing messaging and creating content online and thinking of, okay, what's the timing when this needs to go out, or what's the next event I need to go to,
right.
and do I need anything with me at that event? And for example, I have a Friday morning, I'm doing a morning coffee chat meet and greet sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
Blooming Brew Coffee over on Conference Drive. It's a great new coffee shop that just opened up last year in Goodlettsville. And you know, you have that, but now I need a graphic to go online to advertise it. So then I gotta create a graphic for it, and then a Facebook event for it so people can, and then advertise that. So it's not just a one and done thing. But all these little things that have to happen just to have a coffee chat. And you know, obviously you want people to show up at it because you want to engage with voters and have people there that are curious about what you're for. And so I'm already excited about the response I've received for that.
Awesome. All right, Jess, we're going to take our last break right now. When we come back, folks, we're going to finish up with Jesse Walker and get you on your way as our afternoon drive home continues. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
Calling a criminal defense lawyer or a divorce lawyer, you may think it's the worst day of your life. It doesn't have to be. If you have quality, competent representation who can guide you through a complex system, we can do that for you, despite if you've been arrested for a DUI or a robbery charge, whether or not you're going through a divorce or a post-divorce, or demanding your fundamental constitutional right to parent your children. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Need a Cub Cadet lawnmower? We have it. Largest dealership in Middle Tennessee. Prices starting at $34.99. Need appliances? We have them too. Come on over to DT McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. We carry a wide assortment of Lazy Boy recliners, lots of fabrics and colors with prices starting at $6.99. Lazy Boy and Softline sofas, check out their great prices, starting at $9.99. Serving Middle Tennessee for over 100 years. 0% interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit D.T. McCall and Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
How many financial advisors does it take to ruin what could have been a perfectly secure retirement? Just one. With today's market turmoils, it's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's why you should always seek a second opinion with an experienced financial advisor, a fiduciary who's obligated to work with your best interest so that you're absolutely certain the tools and strategies that you're using are in harmony with your retirement objectives.
Call investment advisor representatives Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter of Retirement Income Solutions at 833-299-1416. That's 833-299-1416.
It's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's 833-299-1416.
Welcome back, everyone. We're finishing up here in the Loyal Opposition, saying goodbye to Jesse Walker. But Jesse, before you go, tell us about how people can find out more about your campaign, and tell us about Spotlight Goodlettsville.
Yeah, so I'll start with that. That's something that I sort of launched late last year, November, I believe it was. So coming up on 1 year, and it kind of stemmed from a project I did about 10 years ago where I did artist interviews with country music artists, where I do one-on-one and post it on YouTube. And I kind of took that same style but wanted to switch it and focus on small businesses in Goodlettsville. And so I started reaching out to small businesses and coffee shops and landscaping companies and restaurants and yoga studios, like you name it, pretty wide variety of businesses, and would just do one-on-one interviews with the owners and just tell me about you. Tell me about how you started in this business and what do you love about Goodlettsville small business community. And it's the response has been incredible. I have over 10 videos now, so people can go check those out on my Facebook and website. So Jesse for Goodlettsville on Facebook and Instagram. And my website is jessewalker.com. You can Google me and find me pretty easily. And I'm proud to say over 35,000 views across all of those videos.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. That should be more than enough to win the election.
Yeah, right? I think there's more than people in Goodlettsville.
So if people want to know more about the campaign, they can go to those very same sites.
Yes,
right?
You can go right to my website. You can see, get a yard sign. You can sign up to donate because, I need
all this costs money.
The donations. Right. Yes, every printed material costs money. Everything costs money. And you can also sign up to volunteer as well. We have upcoming festivals, and if you want to volunteer on and around Election Day holding signs, would love to have you.
And actually, that's coming up pretty soon. Early voting starts October 16th.
That's
just a little over 2 weeks
right
away.
Right around the corner.
All righty. Thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us, and good luck with your campaign. Excellent having you back, as always. Again, folks, next week we'll be here with Portland City Council member LaToya Holcomb, and Michelle Harbin will be joining us as co-host. Up next, however, we've got the boys from Triple Play Sports. I'm sure they're going to be talking about how awesome our local sports teams are. So until then, folks, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Thanks
this is Lenny Santi. Thank you, Jesse, and we'll see you next time here on The Loyal Opposition. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's Pizza, 3 for $13.99. Fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot, barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way. But if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands.